The 2nd Congressional District has a variety of communities, from Fort Collins in Boulder to Breckenridge in Vail. It's a Democratic-leaning district, which Republican George Lang says is tough to overcome.
That is one of the problems with our political process. It's so hard for a non-incumbent to get the attention that you'd like to have.
And while Lang hasn't raised as much money as the incumbent, Jared Polis, he has received some key endorsements from newspapers, including the Estes Park Trail Gazette and the Fort Collins Coloradan. But Polis is considered the front runner. The Denver Post endorsed him, and recently he's best known for being at the forefront of Colorado's fracking debate.
My belief is it should be up to communities what they want to do. There's plenty of areas where fracking is not controversial. It's very popular. There's other areas that don't want to have it, and I don't think they should be forced to.
And until August, Polis was backing 2 anti-fracking ballot measures that would have put the question to a statewide vote. He pulled the measures when Governor John Hickenlooper created a task force to examine the issue. Lang is critical of the process.
It was done in a way that was so antagonistic that we got to the conversation at the end instead of beginning with a conversation. And I think that is the wrong way to have brought this on.
And I disagree. I think you got a very influential, powerful industry, the oil and gas industry. They have, for all practical purposes, all the money in the world in the political context. The only way to get a conversation started is to really introduce something new into the system.
Polis went on to say if state lawmakers don't address the issue, he thinks another ballot proposal in 2016 is inevitable. Lang, who worked as an attorney for Renewable Energy Systems Americas in Broomfield, says he wants to incorporate all types of energy because he believes energy independence is key.
It helps us economically as well as from a national security perspective, too, given all the upheavals around the world.
Water is another important issue in the district. On that topic, Polis says his priority is unifying a diverse group of interests.
It's an interesting district from a water perspective because we have Grand County, we have Headwaters, we have downstream users, a lot of conflicts, if you will, between different parts of the 2nd Congressional District. The approach that I have taken and would plan to take is just to assemble stakeholders together to make sure that people's voices are heard.
Lang says he supports more water storage and conservation efforts. He'd also like to revisit historic water packs on the western slope.
We've got the issue of the compact that we have with the southwestern states. The water flows mainly out of our area. It's all on a specific number of gallons of water. It doesn't make sense to do that because rainwater is different every year. A very simple answer would be to look at a percentage basis rather than just a strict number of gallons.
On current world events, the 2 candidates did find agreement on containing the Ebola epidemic. Neither is completely opposed to travel bans, but both note that that alone wouldn't curb the epidemic. Polis says he's looking to science to develop a vaccine. In their closing statements, both men made a final pitch to voters, starting with Jared Polis.
I was in business before I ran for office, created several companies as an entrepreneur, created several hundred jobs, know how to balance budgets, also know the importance of education and educated workforce, the importance of an opportunity to have a good college degree and an affordable cost. So those are the issues that I plan to work on for you.
And George Lang.
I'm about solutions and talking about where we can go from where we are today to make our country better. We need to get beyond the gridlock, and we need to really represent the people of our district.
Tuesday's taped debate airs Friday evening on Colorado Public Television. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.